here's a story from The World.
For about a month now, the border between Belarus and Poland has been an international flashpoint. Thousands of migrants have arrived there, desperate to cross into the European Union. The EU accuses Belarus of orchestrating the chaos, intentionally directing thousands of asylum seekers to that border. Poland has responded by amassing troops at the entry points and sending the migrants back. But as Andrew Connolly reports from eastern Poland, an underground network of locals is trying to help desperate people who are now stranded in the forest.
The Polish border is sealed. The Belarusian authorities told you lies. Go back to Minsk. So reads the text message sent by the Polish government to all foreign registered phones as soon as you approach the country's eastern border with Belarus. But not all Poland's citizens think their government should force migrants back to Belarus. The fire station in the eastern town of Mikolovo has become a distribution point for donations. Shelves are piled high with food, clothes, diapers and medicine. The volunteer firemen give the supplies to migrants they meet in the forest when on patrol. Krzyzek is a burly, mustachioed fireman in his 50s. We don't have a choice, Krzyzek tells me. We're on the front line. We have the space, we have the capacity. We're not so old yet, so we still have the energy. And these people are in a bad situation. The Polish government has demarcated a three-mile-wide strip of land along the 250-mile-long border and banned all media and humanitarian organizations from entering. But the firemen and other committed locals are determined to help migrants stranded there in freezing temperatures. At least 10 migrants have been found dead on the Belarusian border. Activists fear there are many more. More recently, the youngest victim was a one-year-old child from Syria. Over the weekend, a small demonstration by mothers was held in the nearby town of Hanówka. They chanted, "The forest is not the place for children." Among them, high school teacher Kasia Wapa.
They are on the verge of dying. We saw many people for whom just about a week was enough almost to disappear from this planet.
Rather than large aid agencies, the humanitarian effort on the Belarusian border is largely led by ordinary Poles.
Not long ago, we just had our normal, average lives. We were not activists, we were not nurses, we were not lawyers, we were not psychologists, and suddenly we are all these things in one when we go to the forest and we never know what happens.
On the sidelines, Oliver Kruszek and two friends stand out with their bright orange paramedic uniforms. In the evening, they'll join a patrol to give support to migrants in the forest. Like most people, this isn't what he normally does.
What's his day job normally when he's not doing this?
A jak tutaj nie jesteś, to gdzie pracujesz?
Jestem ogólnie z zawodu kreatora wizerunku męskiego. Barbershop.
Really?
Tak.
Okay, he's a barber.
No i dlaczego jeszcze? Dlatego no, ogólnie też mnie dziwi sytuacja, która jest na granicy.
I wanted to join because I see the Geneva Convention being violated, Krzyzek tells me, which all citizens of Poland should respect. I'm not saying we should accept everyone, but we have to do something to help. There are children in the forest.
Okay, I'll go back in the choir,
sure,
so
yeah.
I'll just
follow us, okay?
Only residents living inside the exclusion zone are allowed to enter. I meet one of them at a police checkpoint near her house. She didn't want her name used, though. She has enough problems with the neighbours as it is.
What do most people associate this area for?
Just the nature and the beautiful forest and the national park and the bisons and then, you know, like deers and wild animals, and that's essentially it.
One night, when helping a group of migrants in the forest, her neighbours called the border guards to take them away.
So they just packed, you know, all of them on a big military truck. There were kids there. There were two little girls. One was maybe 3 years old, the other one maybe 5, 6 years old, sisters. And they were instantly just taken back to the forest with their entire family.
What was that like to watch?
It was horrible. It was heartbreaking. I was just standing there and crying, right?
For her, this ancient forest, the oldest in Europe, will never be the same again.
I can't walk in the forest without looking for people anymore. You know, it's like, I always just look around. It's like, okay, there might be somebody hiding there. There might be somebody who needs help. I'm not leaving my house without a couple of packages of food and water and socks and, you know, most necessary things to survive.
Concentrated into one heart, although two hearts.
In the nearby village of Verestok, Kamil Siller's house looks out on a big stretch of open field in front of the forest where bison roam. There's a pair of binoculars by his window. Siller, a local lawyer, started to put a green light outside his home to signal that migrants would find food, clothes and shelter.
Why did you choose green for the light?
Because red is not so fine. Blue is police. And yellow is normal light.
But soon, Silla realized that his signal of safety was also attracting the attention of the authorities who were looking for migrants to push back to Belarus. Unwittingly, the light may have become a trap.
Yesterday, I saw the border guard car staying behind the village. They probably were hunting for people who may see this light with a thermovision camera.
Despite the obstacles, in October alone, nearly 2,500 migrants managed to cross Poland and reach Germany. But many more thousands are still waiting to make the deadly journey through the Belarusian border. And a small group of locals will continue to wait for them. For The World, I'm Andrew Connolly, Eastern Poland.